So this is a feast of the body of Christ, Corpus Christi. My own Eucharistic piety had a kind of rough beginning. I was 7 in grade 2. And on the day of our first communion, the nuns had herded us all, and that's not too polite a way of putting it, into the hallway of the school. The girls, of course, dressed in long white gowns with bridal veils. All the water fountains had been clothed with diapers, lest you break the Eucharistic fast, and then, of course, would not be able to go to communion. You were warned, of course, never to touch the host with your teeth. Your mouth might fill with blood, and certainly not with your hand. I bring all this up because I don't think it is just my experience that when you went terrorized, frankly, to receive this little white thing, which often enough stuck to the roof of your mouth, and then you had the terrible problem of trying to get this gummy mass loosened in your mouth, and swallow, is very hard to move from there to the Lord's Supper. I bring it up because I was at a first communion of one of my grandkids a couple of weeks ago and heard precisely the same sort of talk. There's something profoundly sick about that. And I think the heart of the matter goes to this, that the Eucharist is seen first of all as a thing, as a noun rather than a verb. Eucharist is primarily an action, an interaction. Eucharist is primarily about relationships, not this holy object which we surround, as they probably will in Atlanta at the upcoming Eucharistic Congress, with all kinds of grandeur and glory, forgetting the fundamental meaning, often enough, of what this is supposed to be all about, namely this man who gave himself to everybody. That's why what happened at Vatican II is so significant. One of the very first changes they made was the change of the liturgy. The altar, well, we don't have it here, but everybody knows those altars that look like shrines, where the priest was facing away from the people, mumbling in a foreign language. No, we restored the altar to what it's supposed to be, a table. The Eucharist is the memorial of the Passover, the great feast of human liberation. The great celebration of this God who's on the side of the oppressed. And the host is to be given into the hand. Why? Because you're not children. You can feed yourself rather than have daddy put it on your tongue unless you do something bad with it. So the symbolism, happily, has changed. It is supposed to be a table. It's supposed to be a meal before it is anything else. It is supposed to be a meal shared, bread broken, and in that process, the creation of a community, bread shared. Not this holy object which we surround with however much misguided piety, so that it occludes the fundamental reality of what God wants to do with us and for us and by us. So it is extraordinarily important, I think, that on this feast of the body of Christ, that we look again at what those words mean. Even the phrase the body of Christ is interesting because in Aramaic there is no word for body, except for a dead body. Greek is different, but the Jews were not Greek speakers. And this argues to something else that's very significant for the Eucharist. When we have, as Paul says, what he got from the Lord, this is my body, for a Jew to say that, he's saying, this is me. This is my full humanity. Because the Jews did not see the human being divided into body and soul, but rather a breathing body, and that made a person a human being. A body that was not breathing, and that meant a corpse. And Jesus was not distributing himself to people as a corpse, but as a person. And in an act that, as the older I get, strikes me as marvelously creative. How can I personalize myself? As a gift, first of all. That's what gifts are supposed to be. Gifts are supposed to be essentially acts of self-donation. I mean, we don't think that way often enough. We think, well, what did I give them the last time? Or what did they give me the last time? But it's quid pro quo. No, that destroys the whole notion of what a gift is. A gift is a symbolizing of myself, offering myself to somebody else. Oh, it's rubbish. And Jesus took one of the most primitive of human gestures, the breaking of bread together at table, to say, this is me for you. This is me with you. And in the light of that self-donation, we are to be transformed into the figure of Jesus. We are supposed to be able, with a straight face and with integrity, to be ready to wash each other's feet, as John has it, to give ourselves, to share our lives with others. And only in that way can we talk about the body of Christ. We, first of all, are the body of Christ, as Paul says endlessly. We are the body of Christ. And the Eucharist is simply Jesus' presence, however mysterious. And you don't have to be an Aristotelian philosopher to try to figure out what the Eucharist is about, and the words of transubstantiation and all this other stuff, all this great machinery that has been loaded on to this simple human gesture of self-donation. That we are to be transformed. That we are to be enabled in the light of his generosity to embody that generosity in our own lives. That's what the body of Christ is. That's what Corpus Christi is about. And that's why we're here.